Welcome to this week's Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is Natalie Cooper of @VoiceOverGirl. Brought to you by CreativeMediaRecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Based just down the road from Stonehenge, 20 minutes from the cathedral city of Salisbury, Natalie's studio is in the heart of an English village. Providing very English voiceovers for the UK and beyond, Natalie's been heard on TV and radio in the UK and countless telephone systems, both in the US and UK. Natalie has done national TV ads for Puritan and Olbus. She's the phone voice for Alton Towers and the Sea Life Centers in the UK, plus many others. Natalie also provided narration for the TV series Name Your Price for Channel 4 TV. We're connected via ISDN today, and I want to thank you for being here, Natalie. This is fun.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah, it's brilliant. It works. How about that?
That's pretty exciting, yeah. So tell us, what kinds of projects you've been working on voiceover-wise?
Lots of things recently. You expect August to be really quiet, and for some reason it's suddenly really busy. So lots of local radio adverts. One big project I've been working on is something called bigaudioads.com. Go and take a look at the website, which is creating audio adverts for Spotify. Do you have Spotify in the States? I don't know if you'll come across that.
I haven't come across that.
Yeah, bigaudioads.com. So that's quite exciting, and that's a new project. I've also just been asked to be the voice of Audio Boo, which is really exciting because I love Audio Boo and I use it a lot.
That's where this interview is going to be, so that's very exciting.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So very flattered and excited about that. And the big thing at the moment is telephone messaging. Everybody wants personalised telephone messages. So I seem to be doing a lot of that at the moment. I do some of the bigger names in the UK, like Alton Towers and the Sea Life Centres. But lots of the small companies seem to be sort of grasping hold of it now as well. Right. So every day, lots and lots.
So, Natalie, we met on Twitter, but I noticed that on Twitter you talk about the chickens and the sheep and the kids and the town and now your construction project. And
not the builders.
The builders. And not so much about voiceover. So do you consider Twitter kind of a business tool or are you just being social?
Well, I think Twitter, first and foremost, is a social thing, and that's how I started off using it. And people seem to like that because by not pushing my business in people's faces all the time, I've actually had loads of business through Twitter. So I think people find it quite attractive that I'm just chatting, and that I think it gives me an opportunity to be who I am. And I think I come across as the person that I am and the voice that I am by just chatting away on Twitter. I do talk about work occasionally, but
you do, yes.
Who wants to hear, you know, oh, I've just landed this great job? I don't think people really do. They're much more entertained by the fact that the electrician has just put his foot through my ceiling.
And I will admit, it is entertaining. So, yes, that's good. Well, you have a great website, though, and if people actually click forward to your website, it's very well done. It's very festive and light, and that's what I like about it, and yet it's got a lot of good information there. Who did your website for you?
Well, actually, it was a friend. I was really lucky. It's a friend of ours. His wife is my daughter's reception class teacher, and she's very creative, and he's very techie, and between them, they came up with this idea. I said, I want to look really English, because I am. I don't do anything else. I'm just English. I live in the countryside. I keep my chickens. I grow vegetables, I like cake. So I want a website that reflects all of those things. And they sort of took those ideas and put it together for me in exchange for a track day at the local racetrack. So he got to drive a racing car very fast and I got a lovely new website.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty exciting. All right. Well, Natalie, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
Oh, well, you can always find me on Twitter, far too much, probably. I am @VoiceOverGirl. Or you can email me, studio@nataliecooper.co.uk, and I would be very happy to chat.
Sounds good. So you've got ISDN, home studio, you're ready to go.
Oh, yes. And this ISDN is fantastic, isn't it? I don't think I've used it to the States before.
Well, this is amazing for me, too. So it's very clean, and I love it. I know we'll be chatting again, so that's great.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. It's been brilliant.
All right. Thanks for joining us on this Audio Follow Friday. We'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.